Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back. It's Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This week, we've been following the controversial decision by the Baker administration to pick Eversource Energy and Hydro-Québec as the sole recipient of a multi-billion dollar state clean energy contract. The Northern Pass project will run almost 200 miles of transmission line from Canada down through New Hampshire and could provide Massachusetts with 17% of the state's energy load when it comes online. But controversial, I said, because Eversource helped write the request for bids per state law, by the way. It also judged the bids and won with its own bid, even as Eversource's Northern Pass project still lacks a key permit in the Granite State. So that's why there's significant interest in what's happening in New Hampshire now. The state's Site Evaluation Committee has begun final discussions on whether or not to grant the Northern Pass its final essential permit. And joining us now with more is New Hampshire Public Radio's Annie Ropeek. She's been attending these meetings, and she joins us from Concord, New Hampshire. Annie, it's great to talk to you.
Hi, Meghna.
So first of all, there have been a lot of hearings and testimony prior to this final set of hearings. So bring us up to speed. What has the Site Evaluation Committee been trying to base its decision on?
So they are going over 70 days of testimony that they got from experts and stakeholders and neighbors and people from Eversource. And that's on top of years of comments and other, you know, sort of documents that they've compiled to basically tell them everything they need to know about this project on both sides of the issue. And now they are going through that and trying to figure out if the project has proven that it passes certain tests. And so those are basically based around its financial stability and technical stability. Like, can Eversource get it done and run the thing without, you know, having it shut down in a couple of years and mess everything up again? And then they also need to try to decide if it basically benefits New Hampshire more than it costs it. So, you know, what is the impact to tourism and aesthetics? What is the impact to jobs and local economies and to traffic and local development plans and all of those things? So it's a big job. They have a ton of material that they're wading through and kind of pulling things out of appendices of things to try to remember what's going on, you know, months ago or years ago.
Okay.
To make this decision.
So as you say, it's like a complex but critically important decision, right? Because they have to gauge about the impact in New Hampshire, but it's all based on a decision that was made in Massachusetts. So are they talking about Massachusetts at all in this?
Yeah, it's really interesting. That technically happened after the official record was closed in this, so some people were not sure if it was going to come up. It has come up both days I've been to. That was today and yesterday, but they don't even really seem sure what they're allowed to do with it or what it would mean if they could consider it. So, you know, it has some effects on existing federal agreements that the project already had. You know, it changes the financials a little bit, and they're pretty confident the financials are sound. So it doesn't sound like that's going to change much. One really interesting question they came to today was about sort of how this affects the grid in New England and whether, you know, Massachusetts picking a different project would have had the same effect on the grid, but not an effect on New Hampshire. And so what does it mean now that it's confirmed that it's definitely happening because of this if we give it a permit and that it's us, you know, that it's happening here in New Hampshire? So we had Catherine Bailey and Christopher Way. They're two of the Site Evaluation Committee members kind of trying to hash that out today. Let's listen to that.
Is there a downside to New Hampshire as a result of the RFP, of the RFP being awarded to the project?
Well, I think that's what we're here to figure out.
And that really didn't go much of anywhere, honestly. They were like, well, we don't really know. And so they're going to spend the next many days trying to figure it out as best they can. And they'll have to make a decision in the end. So
yeah,
we'll see how it factors in.
Now, this is really interesting. Okay, so before we get too far, I do want to ask you, I mean, there has been, correct me if I'm wrong, but there has been considerable opposition to Northern Pass in New Hampshire, from on-the-ground opposition from residents and even some towns, right?
Yes, that's right. So most of the comments, I think the vast majority of the written comments they got were in opposition. A bunch of towns signed Warren articles, you know, opposing the project years ago. There have been petitions. There's also been some support, especially from the people who would benefit economically, you know, would get the jobs to build it, would get to support supply it, would live in towns where the tax revenue would be a big shot in the arm. But there really has been vocal opposition from neighbors, people who are worried about, you know, seeing the towers in their backyards or seeing the towers in White Mountain National Forest and seeing the lion be buried there, and what that's going to do to tourism in our North Country and to the sort of aesthetics of the place. And
did those folks show up for the meeting, for the, yeah, the site committee meeting?
Yeah. There were a lot of them there yesterday and a lot of the supporters as well. Not so many here today. It's kind of petering out a little bit already, but I did talk to some of them yesterday, including Lisa Cutler. She's from this tiny town called Easton that's on the project's route. She was there with her husband, and she said they've been following it for years. Here's what she said.
It's not necessary. It's for profit. It's not in the public's interest. The public has demonstrated that they don't want it.
And I mean, that pretty much sums up their arguments. You know, they're really worried about kind of why we're doing this to a part of the state that supports so much tourism and just the natural character of the state. And they don't want to see it go through.
Now, I want to recognize that we are here in the middle of the thicket of government capital project permitting. So it can get a little wonky and a little confusing. But I want to clarify something, because this just seems so fascinating to me, that in order for the New Hampshire Site Evaluation Committee to make a decision on this final key permit for Northern Pass, they have to kind of evaluate the economic costs or benefits to New Hampshire. Part of that relies on knowing what happens in Massachusetts regarding energy contract negotiations. But those contract negotiations are not complete by any stretch of the imagination. So how can they make their decision up in New Hampshire?
Yeah, that's right. So what they have is a bunch of hypotheticals. And they actually went through some of those today, that they talked about kind of, okay, different pieces of testimony laid out different scenarios for what might happen in the Massachusetts decision, which we now know what has happened. So they kind of were trying to square that with what they had in testimony and approach it that way, because it's not part of the official record. They're not collecting new information, new testimony, and they're not going to. And so they basically said, well, this means to us that it's definitely happening, and that it will have, you know, this clear economic impact to the grid, or one that we can kind of estimate. And we know it's going to happen here to us in New Hampshire. So what does that mean? And their job really still comes, for them, it sounds like they think it still comes down to the physical impacts, really, of the thing, and the job impacts. Not so much the grid impacts. They sound a little leery of trying to work out those details, because they really don't have them yet, as you said.
Okay, so last question, Annie. It sounds as if this is not necessarily a done deal in Concord. Eversource and Northern Pass say they want to be up and running by 2020. Do you think that's going to happen?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question. So, you know, there's a lot of skepticism that they can get it done. I think that if Eversource, you know, gets the green light to get a shovel in the ground, that they'll make it happen. But that's the big question. And the SEC is currently standing in the way of that. And even if they approve the project, there's more than likely going to be an appeal. Or if they deny the project, Eversource will appeal. And if the SEC doesn't want to rehear the thing, then that would go straight to our state Supreme Court, which is, you know, a months or longer process. And if Eversource wants to reapply with a different project, or if they need to meet certain conditions that may be extensive or very serious, you know, that could delay them even longer. And they're already, according to the SEC's calculations, going to be building 100 feet a day at their ideal timeline. So we'll see how that goes.
Ideal. Okay. And the SEC, Annie's referring to there, is the New Hampshire Site Evaluation Committee, which has to make a decision on the final important permit for Northern Pass to be constructed in the Granite State. Annie Ropeek is a reporter with New Hampshire Public Radio. Great to talk with you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Meghna. Thank you.
We'll be back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.